How do I want to start this?
I don't know, something fast so I can eat my burger.
Okay. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of On the Level Podcast with Jordan and Eric. This is episode 106, I believe. Today's Saturday, June 3rd. I'm here with Eric as usual. How you doing, Eric?
I'm doing okay. I'm recording in the inside of Burger King.
Eric is at Burger King. On this episode, you're going to get an exclusive review of the, what is it called? The
The
Spider-Man
Spider-Verse
into the
burger, I
spider,
believe.
across the Spider-Verse cheeseburger from Burger King. We'll get to that in just a minute. We will be talking about Spider-Man in this podcast. We're going to talk about it in full spoilers. It'll be towards the middle of this pod. I know some people haven't seen the movie yet. Shout out to Julian. I think he said it doesn't come out for 2 weeks in Korea until in Korea.
Get wrecked,
That's
dude.
honestly, that's so terrible. That's bad. I
Should
know
live
he
in
had to wait. He had to
America.
wait a long time to watch the Mario movie too.
I feel like there's just ways you could watch it if you really wanted to watch it.
Just, but yeah, you want to watch it on a big screen. You know, you want to have the whole. But yeah, we're back for another episode. Follow us on all
Defying
this.
the odds.
Define the odds, right? Here we are on Spotify on the Level Podcast with Jordan and Eric. Please subscribe. We have Spotify has video, so this is primarily a video pod. It'll also be on YouTube. I tried to take into account the audio portion of this for audio listeners, but this is we're definitely going to be referencing some visuals. So if you want to see it all, check it out on Spotify. Here's our last episode, 105, The Writer Strike. Pretty good ep. Pretty good ep. Every ep is decent.
Every app is a journey.
We've done bad episodes in the past, but this episode is the gonna be the best episode you'll
This one's
see.
gonna be the awesomest,
This is gonna
dude.
be the best episode ever. So you'll
Gonna be
wanna
so cool.
stick around for it.
It's not.
Yeah, we're back week two of this whole pod thing. How have you been? Down in Florida?
It's hot.
It's
It's
hot.
hot. It's really hot.
Feels great here, California. It's cloudy. It's cool. It's cool. No summer yet, even though it's technically summer.
It's technically summer the 21st of June.
Is it
Fun
really?
fact, yeah.
I thought it was summer like the beginning of
No.
June.
No.
I
You're
see.
still in sp late spring, getting the June gloom, as
The
they
June
call it.
gloom. So what do you think is a better month between June or July?
I gotta go July.
Why July?
I feel like that's like just like everyone is like that's when all the summer plans are usually for July. I feel like that July is like prime summer. It's like the
It's
most
prime.
summer month.
It's like Logan
Prime.
Paul's prime.
No.
No, I mean, isn't the whole argument like July is the peak of your summer activities and freedom,
Yes.
but June is like a build up, like a gradual.
Yeah.
You get to enjoy your summer break if you're in school or whatever. Working people still have to work, but you know.
Yeah, I'm not stopping.
I don't love July just because, especially in Florida, like the heat. 4th of July is a fun holiday, but I also have like a lot of traumatic past events that happen around July. Cancer season. So, you know, always some birthday and some argument going on there. Mostly hot though. Mostly hot. Mostly hot.
What does that mean? Oh, the weather?
Yeah, like the past, I don't know, 8, 9 years living in Florida, July was miserable being in Orlando.
Yeah.
Like you have the beach and all that, but it was like kind of far and stuff. So
Yeah.
this is my second July actually in California. I have been here officially a year.
Wow.
It'll be a
Crazy.
year on June 10th, but yeah, pretty
Does it
much
feel like
now.
you've been there that long?
Yeah, only 'cause like
Are you comfortable?
I remember the end of summer going through fall. Like I went to Disney around August. I got hired at my job around August. And then yeah, December, like Thanksgiving through Christmas, we had family events, and then I was in Hawaii. So yeah, I mean the year tracks for me. I notice a lot of people like there's a saying or people are kind of where is the time gone? Or like that was a year ago or that was 10 years ago. Like everyone always is under the impression of like that was so long. I can't believe it's been that long. And I have this, I have a read on time. Like, it feels right to me. If the time feels accurate, time doesn't feel too fast or too slow.
Interesting. Yeah. Are you comfortable?
I don't spend too much time reminiscing.
Would you say it was like the most comfortable year of your life, of your adult life?
Yes. Yes, definitely. Definitely the most comfortable year of my life. I don't know if you noticed either, but I'm standing.
Yeah.
Making use of the standing desk that I got. But
yeah.
My chair's back here. My $700 Herman Miller chair that put me in financial debt in 2021. But I'm out. I'm out of that now. We can celebrate.
It's your Herman now.
It's my Herman Cain.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Herman Cain. You want to talk about some politics?
Sure.
No, we don't have to. We don't have to. Although it does come up. It comes up often because like, I was in a Lyft yesterday and the, you know, grew up in Florida. That conversation comes up and then they go, oh, what's going on with the old boy down there? I'm like, who? Like DeSantis. I'm like, oh, DeSantis. So I had a whole conversation with a guy about that last night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting to feel the political like temperature
it's coming.
Rising a bit. Yeah,
it's,
I feel
it's
it.
Rising. It's there. It's leading 2024. So.
So what's the next, like, I don't know. Is there anything this fall? Like, do they start their campaign?
No, they're really starting. They're campaigning now, but it's like, can we get, should we stop sharing your screen?
Yeah. Let me put that out here. Good call.
Subscribe
on Spotify.
It's just we're leading up, you know, it's a lot of everybody's announcing who's they're running. Mike Pence just announced, which
is
hilarious.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's like it's so sad that Trump is just gonna kill them. It's not even gonna be close. It's not gonna be close.
So wait, it's Pence, Trump, and DeSantis.
Pence, DeSantis, Nikki Haley, of course, Tim Scott from South Carolina, a lot of other people who are just stealing money from Ron DeSantis.
What about on the Dem side? We got Joe Biden falling down.
Just jets it. Oh, and Marianne Williamson. She's running.
Look, I don't know which way I'm inclined to vote, but Marianne has 30% of my interest.
She has a lot of good takes.
I mean, I was kind of into her during the campaign 2020. Like, she was on Breakfast Club and doing her press runs. And I think the only drama that came out about her was people said she like yelled at her staff, but she's addressed it and was like, you know, you work in a high pressure environment. Sometimes you're going to snap, especially in politics. Like,
yeah.
Other than that, she seems pretty clean for the most part. Really hippie. She's very much a hippie, though.
Yes.
I think she's like trying to campaign on love, like lead on love. Like,
yeah, legal love.
I like the idea in practice, but I don't know how practical it is.
She's a good, she means well.
Yeah, she means well.
But we're doomed. Nothing, no good options. It's all just doom.
So remember when I was at Anderson .Paak's concert for my birthday a couple weeks back? Apparently the mayor of Long Beach was also there, Rex Richardson.
Is he, what is it? He has to be left as fuck.
Yeah, he's Democrat. But I voted for him last year when I gave my vote to Roxy, my cousin. She voted for him for me. And she was like, oh, your mayor was at the event. Like, oh, shit. There was a picture of him like sitting down by Anderson .Paak. I'm like, oh,
okay,
shit.
Okay, cool.
So shout out to him.
Shout out. Local politics is way more important than presidential elections.
Definitely.
So
definitely.
Always vote in your local elections. Like,
and
they
if you don't vote, give it to somebody whose vote you trust that can guide you in a good direction. That's what I did.
Voting for the president is just like a little extra cherry on top. It's local politics is what affects media change. So local politics, baby. Woo!
I wasn't planning on talking about politics at all, but yeah, it's coming up. So I think it's just important to get the ball rolling, I guess, on that. Anyways, I know Eric wants to eat his burger and he wants to review that for you guys. So let's just start this pod with reviewing this burger and doing a taste test, and then we'll just get into Spider-Man. I'm going to time code all this out, so if you don't want any Spider-Man spoilers, skip past this point. But we won't spoil it while he eats the burger, so stick around and watch that.
Yeah.
So as you guys can see, Eric is currently sitting at a Burger King.
Here it is.
In Bithlo, Florida. Are you in Bithlo, Florida? Are you in St. Cloud?
I'm in the branch 7272.
You're an Earth 7272 Saint Cloud. You're the next Miles Morales. You're Eric Morales.
Boricua, baby.
So I also went to Burger King. Eric and I were planning originally when you
did I didn't get the red bun, dude. I'm kind of pissed. I did not get the red bun.
So it's just no a regular red bun. What is so special on this burger?
Nothing. Just a regular Whopper Jr.
Is it?
But here I go. First bite.
Wait. Let me see is it the bun at least? Does it have the Spider-Man logo on it?
No.
Really? Isn't that the whole thing? Yeah, I'm actually looking up. It's called the BK Verse. The sandwich. So everybody can see here. Enter the BK Verse. What's going on here? They're gearing up for Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse in theaters June 2nd. Loading up a digital exclusive deal that makes your... Okay. Did you get a cup? A cool little cup with a... Oh, just a regular cup. The BKverse portal just opened. $5 Spider-Verse Whopper. $10 Web Slinger meal. $8 Spider-Verse meal. Did they even have all of this stuff there when you went?
I don't know. I just went through the drive-thru.
This is a running on empties food review. Eric with the...
Did they put some barbecue sauce on this Whopper?
An underwhelming Whopper review.
You know what I got to say about Burger King burgers, dude? They taste like they're from Burger King. Like, this tastes like Burger King, dude. Like, I don't even remember the last time I ate Burger King.
I have it every now and then for breakfast because there's one across from my job, and I like the croissants, the bacon, egg, and cheese croissants from there. Also, I did go, but they did not have the Spider-Verse burger at my Burger King. So I just got a Bacon King burger. Now, I wasn't planning on both of us eating this on the pod, but as you guys can see...
I'm at Burger King, dude.
It's just burger. I'm honestly going to eat this after. No, I pulled up to the drive-thru and I said, hey, y'all got that Spider-Man burger by chance? And she said, no, we don't have it. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I'll just take a regular burger then. Are there any spider fries?
No.
I don't know if it's post-COVID or if it's just like a modern era, but...
Food sucks.
Yeah, like...
It sucks.
Restaurants suck. Like, their promotions suck. They have nothing. They have nothing going on anymore.
Dude, it is awful. It's so bad. It's so bad.
Who's that guy behind you in the dining area?
That's my friend. I told him I was recording a podcast. He's just waiting for me.
Very still in the background.
Yeah.
While I eat this burger.
Yeah, his name's Adrian.
Okay, well, there it is. There you have it.
Eric, yeah, man.
It's
like a couple more minutes, man.
We just need the, what is it, the restaurant sounds?
Can you put that in the post?
I can put it in post. I was going to just pull it up on the...
Yeah, dude, I promise it won't take like more than an hour, dude. Just chill. You got your phone, Wi-Fi and shit.
10-hour busy restaurant ambiance.
Hey, man, this place is not busy.
Here we go. I wish you could hear the little beeps a little bit. Beep, beep, beep. Flying shit. It's dumb. Okay, let's get into this movie. So if you don't want spoilers, we'll start a little bit non-spoilers, but we're going to spoil it. So skip ahead in the time codes. So Across the Spider-Verse.
Hey, before we start, can I wash my hands? I'm whoppered up.
You got to go wash up. Them?
I got to go wash. My hands, they're whoppered up.
Go for it. Go wash your hands, dude. With the power of editing, I can, there he goes, walking out the front door. And just like that, he's gone. And we are recording this on Zoom. So I know via Zoom they have cool little backgrounds, or what is it? You can do all sorts of fun little thingies. Blurring my background? Oh, no, I don't want that. I want to choose a virtual background here. So let's say I want to be on the beach. There we go. We're on the beach. They can put my own custom This man really went to go wash his hands. Huh? For the comic review? All right. Well, I like the movie. I guess I can start there. Thought it was really good. Thought it was worth the wait. What, 5 years? A 5 year wait? I'm wondering if I should edit this out in post. If I should just leave it for you all to see. He's back. You're back. How'd it go, dude?
Went well. I got myself a Burger King cookie.
Got a real Burger King cookie?
Yeah.
It looks kind of like a Subway cookie.
It's a Burger King cookie.
What the fuck? I didn't even know they had Burger King cookies. Hey, little dog. There's a little dog right there. Anyways, all I said while you were gone was I liked it and it was worth the 5 year wait. Let's get into this. So, Across the Spider-Verse, the long-awaited sequel to one of the based
It's been
movies.
5 years.
2018? Yeah. 2018 to 2023.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, it shows. The movie was very long at a 2 hour and 20 minute runtime, which is
Not long enough.
not long enough. Well, apparently it was longer and they had to split it into
That's
two
my
parts.
biggest issue with this movie. It's not
Yeah.
a movie. It's not a movie.
I was curious
It's
your
like a
take on
long
that.
show. It's like a long show. It felt like a long show to me.
I could see that. I mean, it
It
is
wasn't a movie.
episodic. It's
It
episodic.
felt, yeah, it was episodic. It felt like the each chapter was like an episode of a show. Really, but it looked beautiful. It was great. It was good. There's some little stuff, but it was fine. It was
Yeah,
good.
yeah. So, this movie was directed by three people. What's his name? Joaquin Dos Santos. I have some notes here, so allow me to just go on a little diatribe.
Okay.
Joaquin Dos Santos has worked on amazing shows, writing and directing, such as Avatar: The Last Airbender and The Legend of Korra and Voltron, that Voltron remake.
Ooh, I like that. I watched
Yeah.
that.
So he was one of the directors. The other director was Kent Powers, who he wrote Soul, Pixar Soul, where he was a writer on
Soul.
Soul. And he also wrote One Night in Miami, that movie directed by Regina King with Malcolm X,
Oh my
Jim
God, yes.
Brown,
Oh my
Muhammad
God.
Ali.
Yeah.
And who's the other one?
Ray Charles?
No. It was a singer.
Stevie Wonder?
No.
Chuck Berry?
No. That
Alice
era.
Cooper?
No. Damn. I'm looking
Jackson?
it up. Michael Jackson. You leave Michael alone. I'm sharing my screen here.
Oh my God, I love him.
With Sam Cooke,
Sam Cooke.
this movie, One Night in Miami, great movie. Thought it was really well done. Regina King directed it. It was like it was her directorial debut. So Kent Powers did
Was it
Soul
fun?
and that. Yeah, it was fun. It was I think the guy that played Malcolm X in this movie went on to do. What did he do recently? He did something. He's gonna be in Secret Invasion. So there's that High Fidelity. He did something. He's gonna be in Barbie also. Interesting.
Okay.
This guy's coming up. But yeah, that so Kent Powers wrote Soul and that, and then some the third director is some guy named Justin K. Thompson. I imagine he's like the animation director. And the movie was Spider-Verse was written by Phil Lord, Chris Miller. Everybody knows them from 21 Jump Street, 22 Jump Street, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, Mitchell's versus the Machines, and also the Lego Movie.
That's what they're most famous for.
Yeah, but spoilers, we're getting, you know, there's going to be some spoilers throughout this review. There's a Lego segment in the Spider-Man movie, so it kind of makes sense.
It was fun.
It was awesome.
My favorite part of the whole movie is when it allowed itself to be fun.
No, definitely, definitely. I thought, real quick, the pacing of the movie was very weird to me.
Very weird. It was weird.
Like it would go 100 miles an hour and then come to a complete stop, which was fine because I know they have to do the character stuff, but I just really
felt that. But it felt like to me when they did that character stuff, it was just like we just talked about this. We just did this.
Another gripe I had with the pacing was
How many times are we going to talk to mom and dad about not being Spider-Man?
Yeah, like flashbacks or they would show you stuff that happened from the first movie, and like all of that could have cut, you know, this 2 hour and 20 minute movie to like a 2 hour movie.
Yeah, it was too much. We get it.
Yeah.
We get it.
The music was
really good.
Amazing. The original soundtrack by Metro Boomin, score by Daniel Pemberton, who also did the score for the first one. Notable like sounds that he's put in the movies was to me the 2099 Spider-Man theme, that cool like techno sound. And then in the first one, when the Prowler Uncle Aaron was like running in the subway, and you hear that like a screeching sound.
Yeah.
But his score is awesome. All the little record scratches and the hip hop like 808s and all that. Badass, awesome.
Very good.
Yeah, lots and lots of characters: Miles Morales, the parents, Gwen Stacy. Anything to say on?
Everyone was good.
Did you like Issa Rae, Jessica Drew, the Spider Woman?
Yeah,
She was pregnant.
I can't believe people got mad at that.
people were gonna. I don't know. I don't see why it would make somebody mad, but I.
Oh, she's gotta be pregnant. Like, Trump? Yeah, Trump's she's pregnant. Spider Woman's pregnant.
Have you seen Dr. Umar's take on this movie?
Who's Dr. Umar?
He's like the guy that doesn't believe in interracial dating.
He has thoughts on Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, he thinks it's like because he promotes only like black on black marriages and families, like no racial mixing.
Oh.
So he is white.
he's like, they got the new black Spider-Man chasing a snow bunny. Like, they're trying to brainwash our kids. And he's like, the new Little Mermaid. They got a black Little Mermaid going after a white white boy. What are they trying to teach our kids?
Oh.
Funny enough, segue.
So fucking funny.
voice of Miles Morales,
Shameik
Moore. He was on The Breakfast Club, and Charlamagne.
Shout out, Shameik, man.
Charlamagne the God specifically asked him about that take that Dr. Umar said. He said, he's like, we're beyond this. Like, why is this even a question? He's like, the movie's about Miles's journey, Gwen's journey, Peter's journey. It's about all these characters. Like, the race isn't a part of the story like that. There just happens to be all these different types of characters. He's like, a perspective like that is more of a setback.
Yeah.
As a mixed person myself, I don't know. I think it's fair to have that opinion, but it's stupid to like, it's just fucking movies, bro.
It's just a fucking kids movie.
It's a cartoon. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, lots of different cultures. A lot of
Easter eggs. Yeah. Get your Easter egg counter out.
I have a whole note section of references that I want to mention in here, but real quick, other characters. You have Oscar Isaac as Spider-Man 2099. Miguel O'Hara. I tweeted about it and I posted about it, but obviously the game Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions kind of did a lot of this movie in its own story.
He's a vampire? How does that work?
No, so he is... In this movie, there are scenes where Miguel like almost bites somebody and he has like fangs come out and he has claws and shit. He's just more humanoid spider combined. Like, he's more like a spider than other Spider-Men.
Oh, okay.
So he has fangs and he has, you know, sharp thingies and all this. But they do reference, I think that vampire reference was supposed to be a Morbius reference.
Oh.
Because Miles says that he's like some kind of vampire or something, spider vampire.
Some kind of vampire.
He's like, I'd watch that. Like, all right, Sony. I definitely couldn't get, there's a lot of like, this is capitalism run amok conversation type thing. Like all the Sony product placement, there's, they're playing the Spider-Man PS5
game. I'm just going to say it, bro. I'll say it. Sony branding is iconic, dude. I don't care how it looks. It still looks cool to me. I don't give a fuck. It looks cool on anything.
I don't mind it. I just notice it.
Yeah, but it's cool.
Yeah, sure.
I think the Sony, some things are just like corny in it and shit. Like, but like a Sony something, I don't know, to me is always
a Walkman.
Cool. Yeah, that's always cool. Yeah.
They had the PS5 controller. They had Spider-Man PS5. They had Sony TVs and
iconic,
everything was
dude.
Sony. Everything was Sony. The bill, literally Sony billboards as he's swinging around the city and shit.
Shit, man. I wish all my shit was mostly Sony.
Yeah. I have an Acer monitor here and a Gigabyte monitor here. So no, and it's a Samsung TV back there. But my Sony PS5 is right there.
Samsung's a good TV, though.
Yeah, for sure.
There's not like
I also
right
noticed
here,
in the Gran Turismo trailer, because they played that again.
Oh my god, it was the big trailer.
Yeah,
it was the big new trailer.
I think that movie looks good. I'm gonna see it.
Me too. I'll say that movie looks good.
The trailer I saw.
Hey, you know what? Movies about racing is cool. I mean, if more movies were about racing, or there was like a series that started about being about racing, you know.
Yeah, no. They also talked about how the Gran Turismo movie is just gonna show like the physicality of racing, like the toll it takes on your body, the preparation, the exercise, the mental state. Like, I'm excited.
Yeah, dude, I get like Instagram videos of like F1 drivers. They have like these, like a band attached to their head, and it's like pulling their head one way, and they got to like restrain it the other way. And it looks like terrifying.
It reminds me of like space training, like in the underwater or like in the zero gravity.
It's very similar to that. Yeah.
But I also like the trailer that I saw. It showed the real kid.
Yes.
A racer with the actor kid. I like that.
Well, we gotta make him more light skinned though.
Well, I think the real kid is the stunt driver for the
actor. Yeah.
That's neat.
And interesting that he just doesn't really look like him.
I mean, they look close enough. I think to be an actor, like, it's close enough. They didn't totally recast like a white dude or a Hispanic guy. Like, they got a mixed looking Miles Morales type guy. Lots of interracial mixing here, as Dr. Umar clearly does not like. But yeah, man, what do you think of all the ancillary spider characters? Spider-Punk, Spider-Man India.
Spider-Man Punk was cool. He was, you know,
he was my favorite. He is my favorite. He is definitely the coolest.
He was just the coolest, wokest, nonconformist, communist character. He is the best.
He's he was animated like a Roxy, my cousin said, like a ransom note.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. Apparently his animation alone took like 2 years to render.
Jesus Christ.
Just Spider-Punk by himself.
That's awesome.
Which makes sense, because when you see him, he's like moving on, it's paper mache mixed with like CG animation and hands drawn animation. It's nuts. But yeah, he was voiced by Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out.
Killed it.
I said up.
Oop.
Yeah, he was badass.
I mean, one of my favorites is Peter, Peter Parker.
Is that his name?
Patel Parker.
Is that his name?
Is that what his name was?
I don't know his name.
I know it's something like that. But he was cool, dude. I love that. That was like my favorite, one of my favorite sequences.
His costume was so cool, and his
so
like
cool. The world was like his thing. His Moon Batten was awesome. I thought that was like
called?
So cool. Yeah, it was Moon Batten.
Oh, the city.
The city, and gotcha. It's like just it looked cool. I thought that was like the design wise and like artistically, I thought that was probably my favorite part of the whole movie.
That was also like the movie had a lot of really fun action. Like that was one of the really fun scenes running around that city, and then the whole interaction with the spot, like the whole chase going through like the portals and things coming through.
Cool.
So cool. What'd you think of Spot, voiced by Jason Schwartzman?
Killed it. He was fun.
So funny. And I like that his body looked kind of gross. Like he was like weird, like tall, lanky, and then had a belly and had like man boobs almost, but he had no design. He was just a blank slate.
He was cool. He's a cool villain.
Definitely.
Is he new or is he old?
No, he's like just an ancillary villain in the comics. He's not like anybody special. But I like that in this movie they kind of play on that. Like, he's villain of the week, and then he is progressively getting scarier. Because, like, if you notice too, his tone and his voice and his demeanor changes as he gets more powerful. He was cool.
Yeah, he was great. I loved his performance.
I did like, there's a lot of retconning in this movie, like, for the last one. So, like, in the first movie, Peter B. Parker and Miles are leaving the Alchemax lab or whatever, and he throws the bagel, hits the random guy in the head with the bagel, and it's, like, played for laughs. It's a random little moment. But they turned that into that guy got knocked out at the complex. And then when the collider exploded, he was stuck there and became the spot or whatever. I don't think that was planned in the first one. That seemed like a Last of Us 2. The nurses, the doctor Joel kills is Abby thing, which I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it, but I did notice. And then also at the end of the first one, Gwen shows up to see Miles. It's like a tease. And then the mid-credit scene is 2099 Spider-Man. So, like, they kind of had an idea, but then you see it again in the new movie, and it's like a similar setup, but it's different. So it's like, I don't think the scene from the first one's supposed to, because she's never come back to visit Miles when she left. It's not like she visited him twice. So I noticed that too.
Interesting.
Did you like, so as far as the plot goes, like, there's canon events. Once you start opening these multiverses, they call it. And once you start, it's like Back to the Future. Once you start interacting or removing people, it just changes timelines. I don't know if you ever saw Loki, but that's
like the butterfly effect.
That's the exact same plot of Loki. It is like the butterfly effect.
I thought it's a lot of mumbo jumbo, just garbage. But
as long as it makes sense in universe, and like I can.
Sure, I'm just interested to see more interactions. I want to see, like, the cliffhanger was really cool. I want to see more of that. I want to see more of Miguel. Like, I want to see him and Miles actually fight. You know,
also cool. Miguel's not really a villain. Like,
he kind of is a villain.
He is, but he's not trying to hurt or kill anyone. He's trying to fix the multiverse, and Miles is getting in his way type thing. I mean, the villain's really the Spot.
Yeah, the Spot, see what's going on with him. Yeah, there's it's like a TV show. It's like, all right, well, I'll just wait for the next season.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm glad you are at least consistent with your opinions, because you also have the same criticism for Dune. You loved it, but you're like, it's a part one, so I can't.
Yeah, I'm really excited to rewatch it once Dune 2 is like very close, gets closer. I'm going to rewatch it. I'm very excited to rewatch it.
Sure, sure. Did you notice a couple of references I have written down? They reference Hammer Space in Across the Spider-Verse.
Don't know what that is.
It's the space. So it's like a gaming thing. I mean, gamers know you're a gamer.
Gaming!
What the fuck, dude? You're a gamer, dog. No, Hammer Space is when Link has a giant sword and like puts it behind his back. The space between the shield and the back is like negative space. So you can like put infinite amount of items, or it doesn't matter the size or the quantity, but you can put items and pull them out when you want them. That's Hammer Space.
Never
I didn't think
that.
You ever heard that?
Never heard of that.
Wow. I'm a fucking nerd, bro. Yeah, no. So there's a part, I think, when the vulture.
You old gamers.
The Renaissance vulture comes through and attacks Gwen. In the beginning, she's like, he mentions it, and like he pulls something out, and there's like a blurb above him that says Hammer Space. She's like, what's Hammer Space? And it shows a quick little blurb, but it's so quick. Like, I laughed really hard at that. They also reference the Doctor Strange event on Earth 199999. That's a reference to the No Way Home event.
What was the, do you know who played the Vulture?
No.
It was Jorma from The Lonely Island.
Jonah. Oh, right. Which makes sense, because Andy Samberg is Scarlet Spider.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I didn't notice this, but somebody said in the final moments where you're in the Earth 42, the parallel Miles universe, there's a chance
That's
the
a
rapper.
Spoiler, dude.
There's a chance the rapper. Yeah, I mean, this whole thing has been spoilers, right? I thought it was. But yes. There's a Chance the Rapper poster again, like the first movie, but with a 4 on the hat. Some people are saying in that universe, he got a 4th mixtape.
The universe, people actually like that album in that universe. What is it, New Day? Whatever the fuck.
Oh, The Big Day?
The Big Day.
It's not good. There's some good songs on it, but it's not good. We also got a reference to Childish Gambino as the Prowler.
That was so odd. So weird.
I thought visually it looked weird. I liked it. Again,
it reminded me of like those concept. Like it's like when fucking David Hasselhoff was in SpongeBob. It kind of just looked the same. It looked like the same.
Definitely.
Kind of had the same vibe.
What's like the eye line is off. So yeah, he's like looking,
or it's like old Looney Tune movie from
he's like looking like this.
Space Jam.
It's Miles' yeah. head's up here. He's like, I don't know, it's weird. Right. But that's yeah. it. I liked it in theory just because what Gambino dressed up as Spider-Man in Community, and then he campaigned to be Miles yeah. Morales for a live action movie, but he was too old at the time and they weren't ready. And then they put him in Homecoming as
why can't there be an old Miles Morales Spider-Man movie?
I think business wise they want a Tom Holland.
Sure, but like
Tom Holland was
in,
signed
in concept. Movie. Has there been like an old Miles Morales story where he's like
not
old?
Not yet. At least that I know. Cool. Of. Maybe in the future. Maybe they can just use Gambino later.
Yeah, it's never too late.
Well, they did announce a live action Miles movie, so I'm sure they're gonna.
God, they
figure
did
out
do
casting
that.
For that. Yeah. You don't want it?
Yuck.
I'm curious if it'll be this Miles transition. Because I keep thinking that towards the end
it's
of
this
whole
be
thing,
this
they'll like portal real. They'll portal him into the real world or something. Yeah. And then we didn't get Tom Holland in this movie. We got all the other live action Spider-Men.
I thought you saw Tom Holland. Didn't you see Tom Holland's face? No, you didn't. No,
you see
Andrew
Toby.
Garfield.
You see Toby crying over Uncle Ben dead, and you see Andrew Garfield crying under dead Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
You also see oh yeah, yeah. So wait, real quick, what I was saying about Gambino was that's pretty much it. It confirmed that he is the Prowler from the live action Homecoming movie.
Yes.
He was Aaron Davis. Prowler and yeah. another version. It kind of reminded me of John Krasinski as Mr. Fantastic and Multiverse or whatever. Like, it doesn't really matter, but it's kind of.
Is
cool.
There going to be another Tom Holland Spider-Man movie?
There's going to be Spider-Man 4. It's on hold because the writer's strike. But it's happening.
It could
happening.
Be in that. It could be
but,
in that.
So to your point about not having an old Miles, is that business wise they need to sign them for like multiple years. So if you're already 35, you know. It's going to be a decade by the time you finish your contract. So I think Tom Holland was signed on for 8 movies when they first.
What? God damn. 8 more, 4 more movies. Oh my.
No, no,
God.
No, no. Listen. Hear me out. So I'm going to take you guys on a journey here. 2014, the deal was in progress between Sony and Marvel to get Spider-Man into the MCU. Mm-hmm. Then it was announced. Then 2016, we got Civil War. That first introduced Tom Holland as Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. He signed on for 8 movies. So he was in Civil War. He was in Infinity War. Homecoming. Far From Home. Endgame. No Way Home. Spider-Man 4, which is the next one. The live action one. And then one more. So that'll be 8 movies. So I think the last after Spider-Man 4, he might be in a Venom crossover or something. Which they also referenced Venom in this movie. I don't know if you noticed.
I did. It was the old lady.
The old lady.
I knew
Asian
it. I was like, this is the fucking old lady from Venom.
I hate that they're connecting all the Venom and Morbius stuff. I mean, it makes sense for their universe or whatever, but I hate those movies.
Tom Holland's gonna have to fight fucking Morbius.
I guess in theory, we didn't get Tom Hardy.
Mm.
Like, we didn't get Tom Holland, Tom Hardy, or no Stan Lee cameo.
Because
he was at least an animated character in the first movie.
When are they gonna do it again?
He was like a convenient store man with a bag on his head, or he like
gave Miles
the mask. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed the bodega clerk that Miles was kind of quipping back and forth with, fighting the spot, was voiced by Ziggy Marley, one of Bob Marley's sons.
I know Ziggy.
He was one of the jellyfish in Shark Tale. Yes, sir. And then what else do I have written down here? I have Spectacular Spider-Man, Toby, Andrew. The Peter Parker lizard from Gwen Stacy's universe was voiced by Jack Quaid from The Boys.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And then, yeah, Andy Samberg was Scarlet Spider.
Scarlet Spider was fun.
He was cool. Was cool. He got sent away at the end. I think Gwen like opened a
portal and
sent him through it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we can wrap this up here, but the final moments I thought were, I was waiting, like the finale again with the pacing, it felt dragged out.
Yeah.
But I liked where it went. Like he left the
Spider-Man. There's a good twist.
He left the Spider-Man headquarters by going into their machine, and it read his DNA. So it sent him to what we thought was his regular universe. And then you're seeing this buildup where Gwen's coming through his window, but he's in his room talking to his mom, and you're seeing both things. And immediately I'm like, something's off here. Like, it feels weird. I'm like, is she in his room? But he's in his room talking to his mom. And then when he says that he's Spider-Man, she doesn't know. I was confused. I'm like, how do you not know
who's
who Spider-Man
Spooderman?
Is? And then it's revealed the machine in the Spider-Verse headquarters read his DNA, but the spider came from a different universe, so it put him in the other universe. Mm-hmm. Genius stuff. I thought that was so cool. Didn't see any of that coming.
And now he has braids.
Yeah, so he comes across Miles from Earth 42. He has braids. He's the Prowler. He's evil. Uncle Aaron is still alive, which is cool for me because now we get more Mahershala Ali. And it ends. A cliffhanger ends. Well, actually, cliffhanger ends with Gwen Stacy getting Noir Spider-Man, Spider-Ham, all the cast from the first movie back.
Yeah, and then the new guys.
And the Spider-Man India and Spider-Punk. Actually, I don't even think we saw Spider-Punk, but he's the one who he gave her the bracelet thing to find him. So we're going to get more of him, which is great. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Again, it was a lot. I really did enjoy it. I remember my eyes hurting at the end of the movie. I was like, this.
Yeah. It's one of those.
So much.
You gotta spot your Easter eggs.
I do think like watching it on a big screen is part of the experience, but like being able to pause it and actually look at things and have the subtitles, because there's been a lot of complaints about the audio dialogue being too low. I had that thought in the theater. My buddy Jorge had that same complaint, and he saw it at the Chinese theater in Hollywood. I saw the Kind of Funny guys. They said that they couldn't hear their audio, and then a bunch of people on Twitter have been complaining about not being able to hear the audio. So.
You know, when I went to go to the movies to watch this, there was like something I'd never seen before was there was a 5:15 showing that had subtitles.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It was an AMC.
Well, I think I saw a tweet that said there was a, well, I think it was a joke, but somebody was saying the movie had instructions to turn the volume up or
turn me up.
I saw it at a Cinemark. So I don't know. You went to Regal, you said?
I went to AMC.
AMC. Are you an AMC fan again?
No, it was just out of convenience.
I go to lots of theaters out of convenience these days. I don't really care about the whole experience, to be honest. I just want to watch.
I have a nice little small Regal by me that's like very small. Like it only has, I think, like 8 theaters, maybe less.
Nice.
And it's like, it's good. I like that Regal. But they never have anything good. It's like they only have like right now. Let's see what they're showing. Want to know what they're showing? Dude, they're showing nothing.
Well, nothing's out really outside of a Fast X and Spider-Man.
Yeah, but like they're like there's like a bigger theater down the road, and they have like so much more stuff.
Little Mermaid.
So, Little Mermaid. They have Spider-Man, The Boogeyman, The Little Mermaid, Fast X, and Guardians 2. The Boogeyman's out.
Guardians 3.
Guardians 3, sorry.
Are you ever going to watch that?
Maybe?
Do you have Disney Plus?
I do not, know.
Does Colton have Disney Plus?
Probably.
That's Eric's husband for listeners out there. Eric's partner.
It's my partner. No.
Happy Pride Month.
Pride, baby.
Are you prideful?
Yes.
Is St. Pete a pride
city? Yeah. It's a liberals. I guess it's liberal, but yeah, like, but I like think
Orlando
still...
has pride on the painting on the street, like on the road.
I don't know about that. Is it that prideful? I don't know about that. No, it's not that prideful.
You know, Orlando also has that like dome performing center. It's like that's like a rainbow. And Long Beach is also very pride friendly. So the flags are going up.
Get your flags out. Get them out.
I almost said the wrong word.
Right up.
But yeah, man.
Shout out Spider-Man. It was good.
There was a protect trans kids poster in Gwen's room. I noticed that.
I did not notice that. Shout out.
Have you listened to the soundtrack at all? Are you interested in any of the music in there?
Yes. I listened to it on the way home. It was pretty good. I like the music. The music was good.
The music is good. I like the soundtrack better. Just What's Up Danger and that Sunflower song or whatever.
Sunflower.
I'm surprised we didn't get a reference to it or they didn't play it or anything in this one. I predict that we'll get it in the third. They'll play it again.
You're my sunflower.
Oh, did you also notice Metro Boomin as a Spider-Man?
Yes, Metro Spider-Man. Metro Boomin Spider-Man? Metro.
He was hanging from the Spider headquarters and was like, he went that way. That scene, dude, one of the coolest scenes.
It was good.
An animated thing ever, probably. The spider horse, the spider cat.
The T-Rex, spider T-Rex.
There was one scene where Miles shot his web like this. That was pretty cool.
I like how the web was coming out of their fingertips. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did. I think Jessica Drew, Spider-Woman, shot her web like that. And
her name sounds too close to Nancy Drew.
Is she black, though?
Jessica Drew?
Well, no. Spider-Woman in the movie, the character. I think Jessica Drew is white in the comics.
She's been... I think she's... I remember her being something else in comics.
Yeah, it's a white lady. Pregnant also in the comics at some point.
Pregnant arc.
Looks like it. Let me share my little Google with you. This is what I see at least.
Whoa. Oh yeah, pregnant.
Shout out pregnant.
That baby doing somersaults.
Pregnant pride.
Pregnant pride, baby. We love our pregnant women, don't we, folks?
Did you also notice that Spider-Man India was Dopinder from Deadpool?
Yes.
You liked Dopinder?
It was good, man. It was a Dopinder stan? I love that fight. That was fun. Yeah,
he was great. He was great. Shout out to him.
I like that he had like that weird like that toy.
It was like a yo-yo. Like, I thought it was like a yo-yo thing. And he like spun it with web and shot it
at
people.
That was cool.
Fucking badass. Did it make you want to play the game at all? Watching them swing around the city?
Yes, I already downloaded Miles Morales. And hey, heads up, people. Here's a tip. The upgrade to the PS5 version for the original Spider-Man PS4 is only $10 right now.
I think I have it on PS5 on the disc. It was already at this house when I moved here.
Okay, well, it's a shout out. It's a heads up to anybody who... anybody who cares.
Anybody who's... He's also in Fortnite, if you play that.
Oh, he is in Fortnite. Can we show that clip?
Show the clip. There's a clip. Go look for the clip.
There's a clip. Go look for the clip.
Is there a specific clip that you want to see?
Just the one that it was just going around of him just, like, grinding on Gwen Stacy.
Oh, God.
Yes.
There it is.
That's it.
What the hell?
So good.
Playing basketball? So wait, you can just like hang out and play basketball?
Yes, dude. You can do so much in Fortnite. It's crazy.
Just play basketball like that and hang out?
Yeah.
Did you notice they made Miles like taller too, like bigger and taller?
Yeah, well, he's grown. He's a grown boy. He's
a grown boy.
See how big his daddy is?
Shit. Brian Tyree Henry.
Brian Tyree Henry.
I noticed a lot of himself. Marvel crossover there with him and Eternals and Oscar Isaacs as Moon Knight and this and that and this and that. You didn't even talk about the baby, dude. You didn't even talk about the baby.
Oh, Peter's baby.
She's cute. That's cute. Makes you want your own little baby, right?
My own little web-slinging baby. We love our babies, folks, don't we? We love them.
Who's going to carry you or Colton?
We're talking about it.
I'm figuring it
out.
We're
talking about it.
This week on TV, I think there's what? I Think You Should Leave season 3 is out.
Finished it.
You finished it?
A plus.
I'm going to
catch why, up. Why is it the only funny show on the on television today?
Well, on top of that, Eric Andre's season 6 is coming out, I think, tomorrow.
Yeah, it's coming out soon.
Tomorrow on Adult Swim.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for that.
Shout out. I'm excited. But I Think You Should Leave was fantastic. So good. So funny.
I remember not liking season 1.
You gotta like all of it.
Sometimes the bits go, like, you know how I am with improv or with bits. Like, sometimes they just don't hit for me. I don't know what it is. I think Tim Robbins is hilarious, though. He's funny.
I love them all.
But maybe you just can't. You can't win them all, hit them all, unless you're Nathan. I think Nathan's the only person who can, like, make everything funny.
That's a good one. He is one of the great comedians of our time.
We are getting that project from Nathan Fielder and Benny and the Safdie brothers.
And we're getting season 2 of whatever the shit that he did before.
The rehearsal?
Yes.
Are we?
Yes.
Mm-mm-mm. How to with John Wilson.
How to with John Wilson's coming out soon too.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the final season of that.
No.
This is all forever. HBO. This is all HBO content. Well, not I Think content? You Should Leave. I Think You Should Leave is
Netflix.
But I also heard that...
This is
that,
Max content, actually.
Somebody mentioned the other day that Max or HBO also changed the name to Max because they removed HBO from the branding. So anybody who is associated with HBO creatively does not get residuals.
That's David Zaslav, that piece of shit, dude. I hate that guy.
I think he's up there with he's a CEO or he's like a chairman.
Yeah, no, he's like the CEO of Discovery who took over for Warner, and he sucks.
Chief executive officer of Warner Bros. Discovery. He's up there with Bobby Kotick from Activision.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. If like not worse, this guy sucks. The
scummiest,
sucks.
CEOs. You know who's a good CEO? Strauss Zelnick. Let's see here. I'm gonna share my screen with y'all once again. This is Strauss Zelnick, the chief executive officer of Take Two.
Can we click that photo, shirtless photo, please?
No, he's a hunk.
Click it, dude.
There he is.
Oh my god, look at him, folks. Strauss Zelnick.
There he is, working out. Rich white dude. But he I say he's good or cool because he essentially runs, what is he currently in charge of? I guess Take Two. They publish Grand Theft Auto, NBA 2K, the Bioshock games, Ken Levine's new game, the Judas.
And NBA 2K, get piece of shit. So makes
I mean,
money.
He more so understands, I would say, gaming or media a little bit more than David Zaslav and Bobby Kotick. Like
he's got some duds on his ass, dude. He's got some Hangar 13, remember the Mafia reboots?
Oh yeah.
They made Midnight Suns.
I mean, that's popular though. People like that.
No one bought it.
People play that.
Commercial failure.
Wait, no. I'm thinking. The card game, the Marvel card game, mobile game.
Yeah, that's not.
What is that? Marvel
Rumble
Heroes.
I know Patrick Reese plays it, and he loves it.
Dude, Patrick Reese, the motherfucking gamer, right there. That's a gamer.
The man loves to play his games.
Yeah. What you been playing? You still playing Zelda, I assume?
Yeah. I'm not done with all the temples.
Don't spoil anything, but yes. Are there more temples after the...
I don't know. I'm scared to progress. Let me tell you, I'm scared to progress.
Okay.
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if I should just like stock up on some side quests or just like... Because like maybe there is more. And like I'm just... Should I just continue? I don't know.
That's where I'm at. Still on the water temple, which is my third temple, but I'm mm-hmm. also doing lots of side quests and stories. So I kind of like, I'm probably going to finish the water temple on stream.
That's my favorite temple.
It's so far the best. Although I did like the wind one quite a bit.
Wind one was good.
I never liked Goron temple just because I hate
Goron
fire.
Goron one was, to me, it was like.
It was cool. It was like the mine carts.
The idea was cool, but it was like. I broke it. Like I could get on top of all the levels without even really using the carts, and it wasn't to me like the best designed one. Like I pretty much broke it to beat it.
Somebody brought up a great critique that I actually agree with as far as Zelda is concerned. The level design. So like what I want from Zelda as an old gamer is the classic dungeon design, like intricate puzzles, and it'll take you like multiple days to get through a dungeon sometimes.
Yeah, no, you're not getting
this,
that again.
This version of them, it's like we got dungeons again, but they're still just the water, just the fire, just the wind, and they're very basic dungeons. They're not.
It's made for children.
It's not, but children. It's not. But think about.
I know what you mean. Hey, brother. Hey, I. But again,
when I was
I
young
like
when
it.
We were young. Remember, like how hard the water temple was.
Yes. Or in Twilight Majora's... Princess. Don't get me started on the water temple. Twilight Princess.
The Twilight Princess water temple is the shit.
That shit broke my brain.
We also had in Majora's Mask, when you put on the mask and you become the Zoro, the Goron, or the Deku. Mm-hmm. I remember the Goron temple was so fucking hard. Put on the Goron mask and you have to like roll into a ball and launch up. There's like a tower and you have to like knock mm-hmm. these plates. It was very difficult. But I missed that. That's all.
But to me, like I get that hard. To me, it's like finding the fun and like finding your next thing to do is that to me. It's like the challenge is there if you want it. There is a challenge.
I'm getting sucked into the Spider-Verse.
You're going, what is no? There
I'm gonna actually go away.
Can you give me a burger? Pass it through the hole, dude. There he goes. Woo. Dude, how shit is that burger? It's awful. It's bad.
It's too big.
It's bad.
It's too thick.
It's too thick. There's too much bread.
It's double meat.
Double meat, yeah.
And bacon. Two slabs of meat and bacon. My nose itchy. Sorry, y'all.
Just terrible, terrible franchise.
Yeah, man.
Burger King used to be good. I'll say that. It used to be good.
Remember the old little kiosks where you like play games?
Yeah. Oh, we actually at this place we got the guitar standees at this one.
At this place?
Yeah, this place. Pretty cool. They're actually played by Strauss Zelnick and Reggie Fils-Aimé.
Wasn't there like a Burger King crew of like a Scooby-Doo type gang?
I don't remember that.
Burger King brand?
I don't remember that, no.
Oh shit, dude. It's the Sneak King.
Bippo Whopper.
Remember these?
Yep.
I played Mario. I think I played Mario Sunshine on this or Mario 64.
They would never do this today. Oh my God. Can you imagine? Yeah, we got some PS5s at the.
I remember when I was a kid. When I was a kid, they said that they shut down an outside playhouse at a Burger King because a kid got bit by a snake inside of one of the inside of one of the slides or something. Who's this? Is this a
Burger King and Activision's Kiosk of Duty surprises restaurant gamers?
Look, there it is. Activision coming back up in the conversation.
They love Burger King.
Yeah. You know who we didn't get in the Miles Morales soundtrack at all? Kendrick.
He's busy.
They needed more Kendrick. Did you see the new video with him, Baby Keem?
Yes. Very good.
I like it. I want a project from them now. A joint project. Although,
they better.
Although I predict they will, not a joint project, but I think Baby Keem's second like album is coming out soon. Because even on, I think on, what album was it? Oh, I think it was on his last one, The Melodic Blue. He has a part where he's like, I'll tell y'all the story in 2 years or something. And I thought about that the other day. Like, it's been 2 years.
We need you, Baby Keem.
They also announced in that same music video, Tyler, the Creator, was there in the background.
Yes.
And he announced Camp Flogna.
Are you going to go to that festival, Jordan? Are you going to go to camp? And why not?
I was honestly trying to. Like, I was going to ask Lawrence if he wanted to fly out and go. But, one, the tickets were crazy expensive.
Thousands, right?
I think, like, 500. And they sold out, like, immediately.
Immediately.
Immediately. I signed up for the thing. I got the text, like, to sign it to buy tickets early. And then I was texting Lawrence about it. And then, like, 10 minutes later, they sold out.
Hey, Lawrence, you got to decide a big moment in your life. Do you want to go to...
What's also, like, it's in... We didn't know the dates when they first announced it. So, he's like, once we know the dates, maybe we'll see. And then he announced it for November, like, the second week in November, third week in November. And Lawrence and his girlfriend's anniversary and her birthday are that exact
week. Damn.
I'm like, of course they would be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just not really going to happen. But either way, they sold out quick, so.
And it's at Dodger Stadium?
It's at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, that's tight. That's cool.
I would have actually gone, though, mainly because it's people that I want to see. And also, I would come prepared. Like, I went to a festival or concert yesterday. And I was working out earlier this week, so my body has been very sore. And then I had no jacket, and it was like 58 degrees.
You still think you live in Florida, buddy?
I had no idea. So I left early, but when I took the lift home, I was some old dude. And I was like, yeah, I'm leaving early. Like, I'm not built for this. I'm cold. And he goes, you didn't do any research? And I was like, no. It was at the Rose Bowl. And then he's like,
that's far as fuck. How much was that Uber? How much was that Lyft?
It was $40.
Yeah.
$45 with tip.
God damn. That's in Pasadena. Was it cool though? The stadium was at Pasadena.
It was cool, yeah. And he pretty much called me an idiot because he's like, you didn't do your research. And he's like, you don't know how big that stadium is? He's like, you don't ever see it on the game when they have games there? I'm like, what sport? He's like, football. Like the Rose Bowl. I was like, oh,
what sport?
So I don't really keep up with football like that. Sorry.
What sport? So innocent.
I was trying to find a way to ask without looking stupid, and I was going to be like, I was trying what to say, like, sport? I don't keep up with sports really. Shocker, I guess.
Did you give him 5 stars? Did you give him 5 stars?
Yeah, I gave him 5. He actually recommended me. I told him where I worked. No, I told him like the area I worked, and he said he has a friend that owned a chicken spot there. So he's like, go to this guy and tell him Walter sent you, and he'll hook you up with free chicken. And I was like, oh shit! So I'm gonna do that next week probably.
Walter sent me.
Walter from Lyft sent me. It's a place called Honey Kettle Chicken in Culver City.
That sounds delicious,
bro. You know what? I'm about to do a little promotion for Honey Kettle Chicken real quick.
Honey Kettle Chicken, it's the best chicken in town.
No, it looks good.
Honey Kettle Chicken.
Of course, he's like, go check it out. Oh, that's his friend. I think he said his name was Vincent or something.
Los Angeles is Honey Kettle Frat. Ooh. Oh man, that looks good as hell.
I'm saying that with Eddie Murphy. And Eddie Murphy is like an old man behind me in the background.
Damn, that chicken looks good.
Yeah, it looks good as fuck. Apparently, my Lyft driver, this was a good friend of his. So
that chicken looks good. Damn, I was not expecting to see this good. Man,
no, me neither. When he told me, I was honestly expecting another Zaxby's ripoff or like a Raising Cane's ripoff. This looks legit.
That looks fucking good. Man, it looks good. Damn, he looks good. Yeah, let's see him eat it.
I want to be that colonel that was.
Honey Kettle Chicken, go see it. Los Angeles,
because
California.
Now, today,
Culver City.
We have reinvented fried chicken. And have you noticed how popular it is?
This video like they do like a fish batter.
This video is from a year ago, and it has 5.8 million views.
Damn, man, Walter knows. Nice. Walter has some connects. Okay, Walter.
Yeah, no, shout out Walter from Lyft.
Damn, look at him take that crunch.
Bro, I gotta change my background, dog.
And we want to right away get this chicken
see
marinated.
See, guys, Burger King employees, this is how you make chicken, bro.
I gotta let the Burger
That's
King
one
employees
of our
know.
Secret
yeah, come check this out, dude.
This is a 1.5 size cup of marinade.
Let's skip a little pour a little bit. Look, the most viewed right here.
We can't put our hands in there, but we can reach down here in the bottom of the kettle, and you'll notice when I get to the bottom, the chicken has lodged itself onto this heavy-duty grate.
Oh, no.
I had these purposely made. It's a heavy-duty process of cooking the chicken. So you need heavy equipment. So then now I take the fork and I dislodge all the chicken
and just go and do a vlog
crumbs from the bottom. So we're gonna take that.
Yeah, next week come to the pod and bring some Honey Kettle Chicken. Go get it.
Here's the thing. I only work Tuesday and Wednesday, so I would have to go.
It's do so a vlog, and we'll just insert it into the episode. Do
that
a vlog.
That works. I could do that.
Can't wait to see you eat some Honey Kettle Chicken.
Yeah, man. When you come out here, we got to go. Tell Walter. I said, what's up? I went. Probably be much better than this disgusting burger.
Ugh, God. Just the worst.
Anyways, I think I do have a video I wanted to show you of this concert yesterday.
Of your vlogging.
It's just a short little snippet that I recorded, but I wanted you to see why I left early. I mean, it was, don't get me wrong, it was very pretty. Like, it was nice and pretty out there. How do I let's see here real quick. One moment. Here it is.
Yep.
As y'all can see here. Now, how would you feel in this environment? Knowing you. Oh, so this is
great.
So this is James Blake. And he, for the first time, played a song that was in the Across the Spider-Verse movie.
That's cool.
I got this as I was about to leave.
What was it? Was this a festival?
No, it was just a
Steve Lacy concert.
A reset tour. Yeah, Steve Lacy was the headline. Obviously, beautiful.
Beautiful California. Yeah, beautiful. How can you not love it? How do you not love California? I tell you.
If I had come with a jacket, I honestly would have been fine. But as you can see, a lot of people have hoodies and jackets on. I was freezing, bro.
God, I wish I could be freezing.
And I think there's 8,000 people there.
That's not that much, right?
Yes, it's a lot, bro. Yeah, no. I came with people and I lost them like in the crowd. And then I kind of like was circling the outside area. Then I was like, had my hands like this. I was cold. I was like,
Can someone offer me their jacket, please? Did you not see him and made a damsel in distress? I need someone, a big, strong man, to give me his jacket.
Hey, whatever, man. There's always more. Dude, the Spider-Verse is like overtaking me.
You're going across the Spider-Verse.
I'm going across and then beyond. At least that's the next one. I think the next one will come out, I think, March next year.
Next year, March?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's good. That's good. That's a good time.
I was actually grateful for that announcement because I thought at first I thought this fall so we can get it sooner. I'm like, it's too soon. And then next summer seems too far.
Yeah, March is a good spot.
Yeah. All righty. I guess that's it, man. We can go ahead and wrap this bitch up.
All right, baby. Go watch Spider-Man.
Yeah, go watch it.
Go watch it. Go celebrate Spider-Man.
Celebrate it, and we got to support animation. Support animation.
Pay your writers.
Pay your writers, pay your animators. I do like on Twitter seeing a lot of like support for the creators of the movie, like all the artists and the VFX people getting all like Chris Miller and Phil Lord are promoting all their stuff individually. Mm-hmm. So that's cool to see.
They better. They've been fucking working on it for like 5 years.
I'm trying to think in the coming weeks, we have The Flash. What's your take on that?
Not going to watch it. I don't think I'm going to watch it. Looks terrible. It looks so bad.
I have to see it just because I have to.
Looks terrible. Oh, so bad. So
we got bad. Are you ever watching Fast X or are you out?
No. Fuck no, dude. I didn't even see the last one. The last one I saw was with you.
Which one? Oh, 8. It was 8? The Charlize Theron one where they're in Cuba the in the beginning. Yes, they're in the Cuba.
Baby. Yeah, the baby, yes.
Yeah. No, I'm skipping 10. I'm done. I'm good. I think I'm more angry. More so, I just
when Rock is back though.
Yeah, just when I thought I couldn't be more mad at Fast X 1 and 2 and 3.
Uh-huh.
It's the Rock spinoff again. That's not a sequel to Hobbs and Shaw, and he wants to bring Kevin Hart and Ryan Reynolds.
Yuck! Ooh, stinky! Ooh. There's just no way in hell that movie is going to be good. There's just no way.
Nah.
There's just no way.
I'm surprised. Well, people, from what I can tell, like the reception of Fast X is like people say it's fun, but it still doesn't sound good.
No, it's fucking
And as a person who liked the older movies, like they were fun, bad. But once I saw 9 and it was just bad, I couldn't imagine the 10th one and the 11th or whatever.
Like, no, so over it's it. All shit, dude.
Yeah. I think for me, I'm looking forward to what's that Boots Riley's movie? I'm a Virgo.
I am a Virgo, yes.
That's coming to Amazon soon. Prime.
Soon.
And then Barbie and Oppenheimer are in July.
Yes.
I don't know what else.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we do like next week? We'll do a movies thing because there's more. Okay. We'll do like a what we're looking forward to movies edition, and then the following week we'll do the video games or whatever. Then we'll do music or something.
Yeah, because I know you said Jeff Keighley announced his summer games.
Oh, the Summer Games Fest is Thursday.
This week?
Not sure what's. Yep, this week Thursday. All I care about is we're seeing some tremblings. I'm hearing rumblings of Final Fantasy Part 2 Rebirth. I'm hearing a little
Final Fantasy 7. Part
7,
two.
Yes. 14. 7. 7 Rebirth. I'm hearing rumblings that the producers of the game and directors are being a little bit more vocal. We have some confirmation about that. It's going to be a very expansive open world.
Nice.
Let me get the direct quote. I have it here on Twitter.
Eric is quoting.
Quoting. Found it. Question. How will players journey through the world outside of Midgar in Final Fantasy VII Rebirth? Answer. Right. From the director of the game. Players will be able to journey across the wide and multi-faced... multifaceted world with a high degree of freedom, experiencing a myriad of different stories along the way.
What does that mean to you?
It's going to be very detailed. That's what it means to me.
So can you will you be able to visit Midgard again in the same capacity, or it's going
to? I mean, in the original outside. Game, in the original game, you never really. Can go back to Midgar
like once you leave.
Story wise, it doesn't make sense. But everywhere else is fair game.
All right,
exciting stuff. Cool to me.
I'm excited.
GTA 6, we might see GTA 6. That's
no way, really?
Yeah, Yeah.
Wow.
The maps for GTA 6 leaked a couple weeks ago.
Now that I could go for. That'd be a Strauss Zelnick. I'm sorry. Strauss Zelnick announcement.
There might be a new Disney game. The Amy Hennig game might be announced.
Star Wars?
Sure. Sega. Oh, Sonic Frontiers DLC if you're interested.
Sonic Frontiers DLC? Really?
Yeah. There's supposed to be like a lot that adds a new story content.
Yeah, story stuff Amy's I want.
Tails and Knuckles playable.
Did you ever play it?
No.
No interest?
Not at all. We might get that Avatar game.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Avatar game.
Made by the Division team or people?
I think so.
Hmm.
Hopefully we see some new skate, and I think that's pretty much it. There's supposed to be like a new Disney game, like I said, with Amy Hennig, but that's still the one I know. I just found like a little article that said some rumors.
So when we got the PlayStation thingy last week, we didn't get Last of Us because that's rumored to be potentially canceled or shrunken down or something.
Shrunken down. I think taking their time with it.
I think if anything, they should just attach it to another solo, like do Last of Us 3 and then scale down.
But they already said that their next game isn't going to be Last of Us 3.
No, I'm saying, I guess you're right, because I think they're going to eventually. So I would say
whatever it's going to have, they're going to have to release this at some point.
Yeah,
too much work has been done on it. I don't see them scrapping it. Apparently, I think we talked about it last week, but Bungie's team took a look at it and consulted. So,
yeah. I remember Sony bought Bungie in 2021 or 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good news. Cool.
Video games. Wee.
Yeah. All right, everyone. That's been another ep. Thanks for watching. Hope this was enlightening and fun and entertaining. Sorry if we spoiled Spider-Verse and you haven't seen it. Go watch it and come back. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. That's the topic of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Topic of the week.
We're wrapping up, dude.
Oh, they're kicking you out of the Burger King now?
Yeah, he's getting pretty mad.
It actually looks like it's getting dimmer in there somehow. Like the lights are.
Yeah, it's getting that time of day. They're kicking us out. They gotta get ready for the dinner rush.
All right.
Yeah,
bro.
Dude, don't worry. We'll be out of here soon.
All right. Until next week, then. It's been a podcast. Time to go give this burger to the dog.
It's a dog burger.
All right, everyone. Peace.